Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome to day number 4 of coverage of the Alex Murdaugh trial as we take you back into the courtroom for the audio of what occurred today. And as I've said on previous episodes, have that fast forward button nearby. We did our best to get the audio cleared up for you so it's easiest to listen to as we can possibly make it, but there are certainly plenty of times in this trial where the counsels are fumbling for evidence, searching for documents and such, and it can get a little lengthy. We did try to reduce some of that down for you, but just a forewarning as we enter into the courtroom today. If there's an award for being prepared or expediency, this trial certainly would not be getting it. Several moments of, again, fumbling for information that seems to be hidden amongst documents and this overall sense of disorganization, it seemed to be, as we get into day number 4 of the trial. All that being said, we're going to take you right there so you can hear it for yourself in our first segment of 5 today of the Alex Murdaugh trial. Let's go there right now.
Good morning. Anything before we proceed?
Nothing from the state, Your Honor.
Nothing from the defense, Your Honor.
Okay, if we can have our witness back. And you may bring the jury. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Day number 6. Has anyone attempted to contact you or talk with you in any way? Okay. Very good. Cross-examination begins. Mr. Harput,
please. Please, court, Your Honor.
Yes, sir.
One moment, I want to make sure I have the right stack of stuff. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, get organized here. Calling you, Ms. Worley. Do you have a rank?
I'm a senior criminalist.
But not lieutenant or captain or
no.
Senior?
Criminalist.
And what is a criminalist? Criminalist.
I'm in the lab, basically.
I'm sorry?
I'm based in the lab, the forensic lab.
But you went out to this crime scene?
I did, yes.
You normally go out to crime scenes?
At that time, yes. I was a special agent.
You were what?
I was a special agent at the time that I worked this, yes.
And a special agent is, what's so special about the special agent?
That's what SLED agents are referred to as.
Okay. Thank the court's indulgence. One moment.
Good
what you did on this case. And I'm going to try not to repeat a lot of the testimony from our scintillating Friday afternoon together. When did you first go to the scene?
I responded as soon as I got the phone call at 10:33 p.m. I got on the road from my house within 30 minutes and arrived on scene at 12:07 a.m.
12:07 a.m.?
Yes.
Now, when you got there, the Colleton County Sheriff's Department, were they supposed to process the scene?
No.
What they were supposed to do?
Secure it.
Secure it, so nobody could walk over things and nobody could in any way disturb trace evidence, forensic evidence. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
Now, when you got there, did you determine they had done more than just secure the scene?
They had marked some evidence that they had found before we got there.
And you also found, for instance, that we've shown you videos that they actually, some of them, or at least one of them, if not two of them, walked into the feed room where Paul was killed, correct?
Someone did to place a marker one in this.
I'm sorry?
Someone had walked in there to place marker one.
And matter of fact, when you did your footwear impression examination, you found that there was a bloody footprint caused by one of the officers. Isn't that right?
After we had started processing the scene, yes.
Yes, but I mean, one of the bloody footprints in that feed room was not Paul, not the perpetrator. It was a police officer.
Yes.
Probably a Colleton County police officer.
I don't know that for sure.
Who else could it be?
It could have been one of us. From
one of yours?
I don't think it was mine, but it could have been from SLED. I don't know.
It could have been SLED, could have been Colleton County, could have been the coroner.
Yeah, sure.
But, I mean, and in your business, there are rules about who should be walking through crime scenes, right?
Yeah. Preferably as few people as possible. If you don't need to be in there, then you shouldn't be in there.
And when they went around and pulled the sheet up, they were walking in an area where most likely the perpetrator had walked, correct?
Possibly, yes.
I mean, that's right outside the feed room.
Right.
And those shell casings that were near, or some of them were near, some of them were further away from Maggie's body, walking in the dark, increases the probability that some trace evidence has been disturbed or destroyed.
Well, that's probably why they went ahead and marked evidence before we got there, because they found it and went ahead and marked it so that it wouldn't be disturbed.
But couldn't they just stood back and said, there's shell casings in there, so when you got there, you would have been, maybe you would have even waited till the next morning when you had some light, right?
No, we would have started like we did as soon as we got on the scene.
Okay. Well, you did some measurements.
Yes.
And those measurements are recorded on a sketch you did.
Yes.
Not to scale.
Right.
And make sure. Okay, that's my stuff. Yeah, that's my stuff. Oh, okay. These are all the exhibits, state and defense?
No,
where are the state exhibits? Okay. So let's look at another picture under the document. Maybe they didn't put them in. Let me ask.
Do you need more time before proceeding?
Kind
of. Do you need more time?
No, sir. I'm ready. Let me see if she can identify this. Can you tell me what that is, please?
This is my final crime scene diagram.
Okay, and you did it.
I did.
You can identify it.
Yes.
Your Honor, we would offer this document into evidence, please. It's her crime scene.
What number would that be for the defense?
Four.
Any objection?
No, Your Honor.
Submitted without objection.
Okay, so can you put Worley number one up, please? Okay, and you can see that on your screen?
Yes, sir.
And that is what I just showed you, right?
Yes, sir.
And what's important to know at the outset is this is not to scale, correct?
We never do our diagrams to scale, no.
Okay, but it does tell us some things.
Yes.
You found a projectile that went through the doghouse?
That's right.
And you found a projectile that went through the small animal cage.
We didn't locate that projectile, but one did go through.
But you had an entrance and exit wound.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
And now these yellow items over here near Maggie's body, those represent blackout ejected shells?
Yes, those are the evidence markers marking 300 blackout.
Okay. And did you take measurements of where those were compared to anything else? For instance, we see a 23.9 between this post and that post. Did you do anything like that for the projectiles?
I don't believe I did the doghouse because it was inside the bedding of the doghouse.
I'm sorry, what now?
We didn't measure the projectile that was in the dog bed.
No, I'm talking about these yellow.
Yes.
Okay. Did you measure where they were?
Yes, we did.
And there are measurements somewhere?
I believe on the second page. Of my the second page of my diagram should be the measurements.
Let me go to page two. Do you have your report with you?
I do.
Do you have that? Page two? I want to make sure I'm referring to the right one. Page 2 of 8, right?
Yes.
Okay, and when it says you've measured them RP1, RP2, what does that mean?
That's reference point. So this corner of the feed room was reference point 1, this column was reference point 2, and this column was reference point 3.
Okay, can you find page 2 for me, please? Show this on the Elmo in a little while. Do we have a copy of it? Not yet. What I'd like to do is, let me give you yours back. And I do it. Here it is. Is that what we were just looking at?
Yes.
And are these your calculations?
They are.
And this is what you recorded?
Yes.
Any objection?
No.
I'm sorry?
No objection.
No objection. Okay. Your Honor, I'd like to offer this into evidence. I think it's defense 5.
Submit it.
We'll go back and look at that again in a minute. And so, can I have roll number 1 up? Okay, so you located these shell casings, right?
Right.
You did measurements of how far the small animal cage was from a reference point?
Yes.
And how far did you...
What was the reference point for the doghouse?
I'm not sure that I measured the doghouse to a reference point.
You did not measure the doghouse?
I don't think so.
Okay, so let's get a little more. Could you put KNW 1644 up, please? Can you tell me what this is a photo of?
It's the doghouse.
Well, and I'll what? But did you make this, or was this done under your supervision?
Yes.
Okay, Your Honor, we'd offer this in evidence.
No objection.
Number 6.
Submit it.
Now, hold on 1 second. So to give the jury some sense of, and your sketch, I'm not saying your sketch is bad, it's not scaled up, and to give them some idea of the layout, this is the doghouse,
yes.
Correct?
Yes, that's right.
This is the what you call the small animal cage right here.
Right.
And that's off the ground.
It has legs, yes.
Legs, right. The doghouse has got like a couple of 2x4s under it, so it's not laying directly on the ground, correct?
Yeah, I think that's right.
And then if we look over to the right, that would be the door to the feed room where Paul was shot and killed.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
So we're all singing from the same sheet of music here. There's the small animal, I'm calling it quail, but it's not. Is it quail? Quail. They apparently kept quail in there. And then there's the doghouse. And then there's the door to the feed room. Did you do any measurements, or can you give us any, if you're standing at the... quail pen right over here, and you're looking at a 90 degree angle that is out in front of you. Is that, am I right on that 90 degrees?
Okay.
Are you looking at the door to the feed room, or is it to the right or to the left? Well, let me ask you this. Did you take any measurements?
Not directly from the cage to the door, no.
Can you tell me whether, what is it, a 10 degree this way, 10 degree that way? I mean,
I'd have to look at the photographs. If any of the photographs show from the door to that animal cage or the animal cage to the door, and see if it was at an angle or not. But
you didn't take any measurements when you were on. When were you on the scene doing these measurements?
My initial measurements were the night of the incident, and then that picture was taken July 16th when we went back to take additional measurements.
And it was after July 16th you generated the sketch we saw a moment ago?
No, I think I did this before we went back to the scene on the 16th.
So nothing changed in your sketch?
No.
And to your knowledge, you never took any sort of directional examination of the reference points, for instance, the dog pen and the door to the feed room, or from the quail cage to the door of the feed room, correct?
That's right.
Okay, now, do you know what, hold on one second, do we have Pharaoh? Do we have Pharaoh? No?
Yes.
Yes, okay. What's Pharaoh? Tell the jury what Pharaoh is.
The Pharaoh is a 3D laser scanner that we use to document scenes.
Did you use a Pharaoh scanner on this scene?
On the July 16th, we did. We couldn't the night of the incident because it was raining.
So tell us how one scans for a Pharaoh. And by the way, is the end result of that Pharaoh process a three-dimensional view of the scene?
Yes, that's right.
And so that you can manipulate it, turn it, examine it in any direction you want, correct?
Yes.
And you had that done in this case?
Yes.
I did not hear the Attorney General ask you about it in your direct. Was it brought here to the courtroom?
I believe it's here, yes.
It's here. Okay. Well, I have a copy of what you furnished to us. Any objection to this coming into evidence?
No objection.
All right. Can you play that for me? Wait one second. Does Pharaoh stand for something, or is it a brand name like Coca-Cola or Xerox? Or?
It's a brand name. I think it does stand for something. I'm not sure what. We just always call
it
Pharaoh.
Brand. When somebody says Pharaoh, it's not. There's a specific commercial product called Pharaoh that law enforcement uses, and other folks use too, right?
Yes.
Okay, how about play that for me, and I may stop it from time to time.
Your Honor, I believe a juror raised his hand, Your Honor.
Yes.
Could
that box be moved to another location so I can see
it? Yeah, I thought we... Okay, start it, and then stop it. Go ahead. Now stop it briefly. Is this a drone video?
No, it's created by the Pharaoh software.
Created by Pharaoh software. Okay,
right.
Go ahead. Stop it again. That would be, right down here, that would be the dog camp, dog house, right?
Right.
Okay, keep going. Okay, stop right there. Now, we're seeing the inside of, what is this room called?
I refer to it as a workshop.
Work, okay. And the bullet that went into the quail cage went through the quail cage and came out this wall, right?
That's right.
Okay, go ahead. Again, stop it one second. Make sure I look this straight on. And the quality of this isn't very good. Why is that?
I'm not really sure.
But, I mean, isn't there a final product you get from this?
I'm not sure if there's something more final than I don't do the rendering of the software, so I'm not sure if there's
okay.
Something more than that.
Keep going. Okay, stop. That's the quail cage right over here, correct?
That's right.
Right here. Okay, go ahead. That would be the doghouse.
Yes.
Okay, let's keep going. Stop it, please. Now, the bullet hole into the doghouse is on the side facing this greenery, or is it on this side over here?
It's on the other side.
On the other side. So there's a bullet hole that comes in here on this side.
Right, the kennel side, yes.
What now?
The side that the kennels are on.
No, the kennel's back this way, right?
Yeah, but it's on that. If you're looking at the front of the doghouse.
Okay, right. So it's coming in here.
Yes.
And where's it exiting?
It goes into the doghouse in the, there was a dog bed in the doghouse. It goes in there.
Okay. Keep going. Stop right there. Go back just a little bit. Okay, go ahead. So as we watch it come around, you would agree with me that the doghouse is not perpendicular to, stop it, to the door to the feed room, correct?
Right.
Okay, keep going. And that would be, stop it, that would be the feed room right here, correct?
Yes, that's right.
And these are the dog kennels up here.
Right.
Okay, keep going. So you can see, that's like a chicken coop right there?
I believe so.
Okay, keep going. And that's looking at a structure that's back probably 150, 200 feet away from the kennels, right?
Yes.
It's got farm equipment in it?
Yes.
Okay. That's it. So we have, and you could take this and convert it into, well, let me ask you this. Do you know how they do this?
On scene, we take scans with the scanner. Anything the laser touches, it records. Beyond that, I'm...
Well, there's a laser touch, and then isn't there a camera that goes 360 degrees this way and 360 degrees this way, and the laser and the camera sync up. And you do a number of them.
Yes.
Maybe 100 or so. And then it knits it together.
That's right.
To get this.
Yes.
But you agree with me that you could do a much more focused look. This obviously has not been converted totally to 3D, has it?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Who ordered this? Who said we need this?
I'm not really sure. I was told to go to the scene and additional documentation, and that's what we did. So I'm not sure.
So, I mean, if I told you your chain of custody on this indicates it was, y'all received it sometime in July or August of last year, and it's been in the custody of SWED since early January, probably 3 weeks ago. Is that correct?
I'm not sure when it was made, but...
But it wasn't turned over or pulled out of the evidence locker until 3 weeks ago, correct?
I'm really not sure.
Okay. Now, let me ask you to look at that report of the sketches, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me do this first. Let me ask you to examine these photos and see if you can identify them.
Yes.
Okay. What are they?
Those are photographs that we took when we returned on July 16th.
And these are specifically photographs of the doghouse?
Yes.
And I'll get to these in just a minute. So this would be seven.
Eight.
This would be eight, nine, and ten. Make sure I don't put duplicates in. Let me also show you this photograph and see if you can identify it.
Yes.
What is that?
It's a picture when we were trying to determine the angle of that defect in the doghouse.
The defect would be the bullet hole?
Yes, sir.
Offer this into evidence is number 11, without objection. 11? Right? Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll have you go to the jury room for a break. Please do not discuss the case. I'm going to give you all an opportunity to review and pre-mark exhibits, determine what you agree on and do not agree on, and we'll proceed in a few minutes.
That concludes segment number one of five today from the Alec Murdoch trial. We'll rejoin in our next post. And here, as cross-examination continues. Our coverage here for you. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts as to not miss any of it, including breaking updates and discussions on the case. Stay with us.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.